Here, Dickon.
Yes.
You're back early?
Decided to pack it in for the day. Wasn't feeling at my brightest.
You do look a bit rough.
Night after the night before.
Yeah, that party sounded pretty lively.
Oh, you heard it.
The whole neighborhood heard you. Want a cup of tea?
Ah, thanks. Don't notice the noise when you're a part of it.
How very true.
Police broke it up in the end. I was scared stiff.
Yeah, I know. I arrived there the same time as they did.
Yes, you said. I was a bit tied up.
I didn't come in. I brought Debbie back here for coffee.
Well, that's where she was.
She was in a bit of a state.
She was earlier, too, when I first got to the party. Weepy and that.
Baby, I suppose.
I sat with her for a while,
she said.
Until she fell asleep. And then I went and joined the party. Seemed all right later, though. Her usual aggressive self. Matter of fact, it was a bit embarrassing. She barged in on me when I was with this girl.
Did she say anything about that? She said you were having a good time, yeah.
No, I was, too. Nothing heavy, you know.
China or Indian?
No, she was English.
Tea, Dunkoff.
Oh, sorry. China, please. Rob?
Yeah?
Would you mind if I brought the odd girl back here? Now and then.
Why on earth should I?
I just
look,
thought...
Dickon, I thought we got this whole thing sorted out. We go our own ways. Who you invite here is entirely your business.
I thought it might be a bit awkward, that's all.
It's you that's making it awkward, mate. Thank God I'm not as obsessed by my sexual leanings as everyone else seems to be.
Sorry.
Sophie's just as bad.
Perhaps you'd rather I got out.
Well, I would if you're going to make an issue of it all the time. But it seems crazy. You need a place. I need someone to share the rent. We get along, by and large.
Yeah.
Flat's big enough for us not to get in each other's way.
Yeah, true.
So why rock the boat?
I suppose it's all academic, anyway. Till we know who the new owners are, they may sling us out.
Hmm. Or put the rent up to some exorbitant price.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the Nashes don't exactly overcharge.
Sale's definitely going through, is it?
Subject to survey. Mm. The bloke was in today.
Well, don't imagine there'll be any snag there. I'd say the house was in pretty good nick, wouldn't you?
But what did he actually say, Claire?
Nothing. He just kept frowning and shaking his head.
Well, he must have said something.
He asked the occasional question, like, when did we last have the pointing done?
Oh.
And did I know about the damp in the dining room?
Well, it's only a small patch, isn't it?
Not judging by the copious notes he was writing in his little black book. I certainly didn't get the impression that he'd give us a glowing report.
But we had a pretty good survey done when we came here.
That was 10 years ago. I knew we shouldn't have had that champagne until it was all signed and sealed.
Why can nothing be straightforward? Milton's still holding back on his decision about my successor. So everyone at the Herald's feeling insecure and edgy.
Do you think Liz still has a chance?
Well, not from the way we're sounding off about her this morning. She's still on his shortlist, though. Plus Morris and an outside applicant, a chap called Bruce Ferris.
I know that name.
Oh, he's worked on some good papers. Anything against him is his age. He's a couple of years older than me.
Poor old man.
Yeah. Well, you know what the current attitude is? Youth equals trendy equals desirable. No one over 40 can possibly do anything new.
You seem to be doing quite a lot these days.
I don't think a weekly magazine and a move to Bath would strike anyone as a madly radical step. Probably sounds more like being put out the grass.
But we know different.
Yeah. Good grief.
What?
Who do we know with a white Porsche?
I wonder.
It's pulling up outside.
A little bird told me that Rocky Rowlands had treated himself to one of those recently.
Oh, you're right. It is Rocky. What on earth does he want?
Hey, Debbie, wait for me.
What do you want?
I was just on my way over to the delicatessen.
Going back for more, are you?
Pardon?
Well, hard luck. She's pushed off home.
Who was you I wanted to see? Find out how you're feeling today.
Well, I'm not seeable. I'm going down the Herald, drop something in for Liz.
Well, couldn't I take it in tomorrow? Save you?
No.
I'll walk down with you then.
Save your energy for your sex life.
I suppose I'm going to get digs about that forever now, am I?
No, I'm delighted you got going at last. About time.
But Debbie!
Anna was dead chuffed to get a grandstand view.
Well, if you must barge in on people...
How was I to know you were in there on the go?
Do you have to be so crude?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it a meaningful experience? Would have to be with you, wouldn't it?
It's none of your business.
You even have to intellectualize a quick dip at a party, don't you? Is it all going into your novel?
Why don't you go and fight your father?
Bit difficult in my condition.
Oh. Hell.
Can no one but me answer the phone? I am trying to get ready.
Ashton and Pryor, hello.
Is that you, Lynn?
Never.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you.
Look, I'm sorry, but I'm in a bit of a rush. Can I phone you later? I really should have left for work.
I thought you went to the restaurant every other evening.
Not at the moment.
Everything's all right, is it?
Yes, Mother.
And Jeremy, how's he?
He's fine.
His half term does start this Friday, doesn't it?
Oh, Lord.
I wrote it in my diary, but I thought I'd better check. You are still coming down, aren't you?
What?
To Maidenhead for his half term. Oh, you haven't forgotten me.
Yes, I'm afraid I had.
Oh, really?
Well, I do have other things on my plate. Well, don't worry. I'm sure he'd love to come.
Brad would be very disappointed if he didn't. And what about you?
No, well, I shan't be able to leave the restaurant.
You've got that young manager, Chappie.
I can't leave it all to Rob.
Well, can't Matt help out, or Alexis?
Alexis has broken a leg.
How inconvenient. Well, that nice Mr. Ashton, then.
No, Mother, none of them. The restaurant and freezer plant are operating entirely separately now, and I am not asking any favours.
You and Matt have quarrelled, haven't you?
We merely agreed to run our businesses independently.
But then you need the freezer plant for your supplies.
We're managing without it.
And don't you and Matt share the same chef, André?
Not anymore.
Oh, why are you being so foolish?
Matt's the one who's being foolish, taking on that order of Brad when he's not equipped to handle it.
I see. So it's Brad's fault.
I didn't say that.
Well, it's what you were implying. He tries to give you a helping hand, and this is the thanks he
gets. Oh, please, Mother, not you too.
Hi, Rob. Remember me? Rocky Rowland.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's something. Can I come in?
No. What the hell are you doing here?
I heard from Joanna the Nashes were leaving. Stopped by to wish them well. I thought I'd say hello to you at the same time.
Hello.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, why don't you let me give you a lift? I got a beautiful car.
So have I. No thanks.
At least give me time to apologize for the way I behaved the other week. I guess I must have been a pain.
You said it.
You know my trouble? Success and money. Too much of both.
Bad luck.
It has its drawbacks. Everything's too easy. You just click your fingers, they come running.
Well, this one's running in the opposite direction.
A bit too fast, maybe.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why not stand still for a minute? At least listen to what I got to say.
I'm late already.
Hey, Rob. Thank you. You're entirely unattached from what I've heard.
From?
Joanna. Don't worry. Look, I asked very discreetly. She just thinks you're dedicated to your career.
I am dedicated to my career.
Well, so am I, but not to the exclusion of everything else. There's a whole scene out there, and you could be a part of it.
I'm not interested.
No strings. I promise. For God's sakes, Rob, this is one of the most exciting cities in the world. We could enjoy it together.
Goodbye, Rocky.
Okay. Will you at least let me leave my address in case you change your mind? I'll leave it anyway.
Sit down, Debbie.
So long as I'm not keeping you.
No, I'm nearly through.
And so long as I can heave myself down.
How long is it now?
It's due in 3 weeks. Sooner the better. Then back to work. Maybe I'll start smoking again.
Oh, now you stop. Don't start again, whatever you do. I'm glad you've written something for me.
Well, it might do for the woman's page. It's about the adoption bit, from the point of view of the real mother. So I cash in on my own condition.
You're definitely going through with it, then?
Well, my social worker keeps telling me not to commit myself yet. I think she has visions of me taking one look at the little bundle of joy and all my maternal instincts will well up.
I've been called a sentimentalist once today, so I shall make no comment.
I wouldn't have said you were a sentimentalist. I would have said you were a very practical person.
Well, I think it's important that people do things for the right reasons.
Oh, yes.
For instance, it wouldn't be right if you were to give up your baby because things had depressed you. Things that could be sorted out with a bit of help.
It wouldn't be right to keep it for some vague emotional reason, like because it's all I've got. Oh,
Shut up, you stupid cow. Oh. Don't take any notice of me. I can't seem to stop crying these days.
Oh, dear. Oh. Oh. Go on, cry. It doesn't matter. I was just as weepy when I was expecting the twins.
Last time it was Dickon who got the performance. In the middle of a party, too.
I'm sure he didn't mind.
Oh, no. He was great. You know, he held me close and sat with me when I went to sleep. Promised he'd stay. And he went and got off with some little scrubber downstairs.
And that upset you?
No! Yes. I'm all mixed up about it. There's never been anything between Dickon and me. I've never even thought of him in that way. But when I saw him with her, I felt... I just felt I'd lost him.